10 dead, 15 injured, the latest on the van that plowed into a crowd in Toronto. By Katie Riley. At least 10 people were killed and 15 injured when a van plowed into a crowd of pedestrians on a sidewalk in two locations in Toronto on Monday afternoon. This is a time when this community should come together, Toronto Mayor John Tory said at a press briefing on Monday. I hope that we will, as a city, remind ourselves of the fact that we are admired around the world for being inclusive and for being accepting and understanding and considerate, and that we are united in standing in solidarity, especially with those who have fallen victim to this terrible tragedy today. Here's what we know about the incident so far. 10 people were killed in the attack. At least 10 people were killed when the van plowed onto the sidewalk, Toronto Police Service Chief Mark Saunders said at a press conference Monday evening. He said 15 additional people were injured. 10 victims were transported to Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center, where 2 people were pronounced dead upon arrival. 5 people remain in critical condition at Sunnybrook, 2 are in serious condition, and 1 is in fair condition, Sunnybrook said. The driver, identified as Alex Manassian, has been arrested. Police have taken the driver, a 25-year-old man by the name of Alex Manassian, into custody. The investigation is ongoing. Authorities have not yet determined a motive. Police Chief Saunders said it's very clear that the attack was deliberate, but authorities have not yet determined a motive. Vehicles have been used as a deadly weapon in some recent terror attacks. A man in a pickup truck hit several pedestrians in New York City in October, killing 8 people and injuring others. In Nice, France, 86 people were killed after a man drove a truck into a Bastille Day celebration in July 2016. And at least 13 people were killed when a van plowed into a crowd of people in Barcelona in August 2017. World leaders condemned the terrible incident. The incident came as foreign ministers from the Group of Seven gathered in Toronto ahead of the G7 summit in Quebec in June. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, sent her tremendous sympathy and sadness to the families of the victims. Our thoughts are with all those affected by the terrible incident in Toronto, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a tweet. Thank you to the first responders working at the scene. We're monitoring the situation closely. The White House released a statement late Monday saying the U.S. stands with the Canadian people in the aftermath of today's tragic event and pledging to provide any support Canada may need. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those affected, and we wish a full recovery to those injured, the statement said. The Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team tweeted, "To our city, our people, and all those affected by today's tragic events, our thoughts and prayers are with you." And from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, "Our prayers are with the victims of today's horrific van attack in Toronto. We extend our deepest condolences to their families and loved ones."